Company 3.0 Upper Intermediate Students Book by Mark Powell and John Allison. CD 1 Track 1 Speaker 1
OK, well now, we don't know a lot about what the team might be interested in, and this is going to be a mixed group with their partners, so it'll be difficult to choose something they'll all like. But since this is the first visit to Britain for some of them, I suggest we go for something, you know, quintessentially British. The main thing is to make sure nothing can go wrong. Most important, let's plan on something weatherproof. And we definitely need to provide a bit more than just an expensive dinner. What about doing something cultural?
Speaker 2
I think culture can be tricky. We don't want to drag the group somewhere only for them to be bored out of their minds. We just need a pleasant setting to be able to socialise. Let's think of a good restaurant where we can relax, enjoy decent food and talk about business. Of course, we need to check if any of the team are vegetarians before we make any bookings.
Speaker 3
Hang on. We'll have plenty of time to talk business in the meetings. This is about making sure we show them a good time. Russians are very people-oriented. This is an opportunity for us to build a good working relationship with them. You know, a bit of team spirit. In some ways, it could even be a team-building kind of thing. And let me tell you, Russians certainly like fine dining. So, top-quality catering, sure, but let's offer them something a bit special as well. And keep business out of it.
Speaker 4
Well, I think the main thing is to make the visit as personal as possible. I mean, we could spend a fortune on attending some big event, but that's not very personal, is it? In fact, spending a little less on the event might mean you could afford to do something extra for the team members. I'm not necessarily talking gifts, but something. And, by the way, I happen to know that their project leader, Yuri, spent a year studying in London, so we might think about taking them somewhere else. That means travel expenses, of course, but I'm sure we can keep those within reason.